Simon Peter always has been a source of curiosity to me. He was a man who made such great promises to Jesus and failed. On the night of Jesus' betrayal, Jesus told the disciples that they would become confused, scattered abroad, and would leave him in his time of trial. But Peter boldly stated, "Though all others leave you, I will never leave you." Jesus surprisingly replied to Peter, "Peter, before the cock crows three times, you'll deny me three times." Judas betrayed Jesus to the high priests, who then sent soldiers after Jesus in Gethsemane on the Mount of Olives. Jesus was praying. He had taken Peter, James, and John with him to the garden. He had gone a short distance from the other disciples, and his heart was exceedingly grieved as he prayed and waited on his Father. And when the soldiers came from the high priests, the disciples fled, and Peter with them. As the soldiers took Jesus away, Peter followed afar off. The soldiers led Jesus to Caiaphas, the high priest. Peter made his way into the palace area and sat down among those who had actually captured Jesus. He began to warm his hands at the fire with them. Suddenly, a young girl confronted him and said, "You were with Jesus of Galilee." Peter denied it and said, "I don't know what you're saying." Then another saw him and said, "This is the man with Jesus of Nazareth." And again he denied it, this time with an oath. Then a soldier said, "Didn't I see you in the garden with him?" The accusations were getting close to home. Peter cursed and swore his denials. Then Jesus turned and looked at Peter, and Peter remembered the words which Jesus had spoken. Peter went out into the night and wept bitterly. As we look at this broken man crying on the night of Jesus' betrayal, we catch a view of one side of Peter's character. Here was a man who promised great things, but when it came to the crunch, he discovered that he couldn't deliver. He went out and wept bitterly. With that view of Peter in mind, it's very difficult to understand how 52 days later, on the day of Pentecost, the same man stood and preached a sermon and confounded an entire city. 53 days later, he walked into the temple with John at his side and raised a man that had been lame since birth, and then preached another sermon. It is amazing. What changed Peter? What made the difference in his life? He had seen Jesus crucified, and had also been with the disciples when Jesus appeared after his resurrection and manifested his presence to them. I am sure this had a part in changing Peter's life. It also is true that he had waited in the upper room for 10 days with the other disciples, praising God and looking for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Each of these experiences, I am sure, played a part in changing Peter. But with the healing of the lame man in Acts 3, Peter began to reveal to us what made the difference in his life: the power of the name in the early church. Peter and John had gone up to the temple at the hour of prayer, which was approximately 3 o'clock in the afternoon. This was the time when the priests went into the holy place in the temple before the Lord to offer the evening sacrifice. There was a lame man lying at the gate of the temple. He had been lame all of his life, and he begged for money from Peter and John as they came in. Peter looked at the lame man and said to him, "Look on us." He looked at them, expecting them to give him something. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee." Peter knew that he had something to give the man. He said, "I have something, and what I have, I'm going to give to you." Then he said, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Peter gave the man what he had, and what he had was the name of Jesus. And as soon as Peter spoke, he took the man by the right hand, lifted him up, and his legs were healed. The man leaped and walked and praised God, running into the temple. When the people saw this, they gathered by the thousands, wondering what had happened. Then Peter stood up to preach, and the first thing he said to the people was, "Why look you so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk?